Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today we are continuing with part 3 of the Pinterest series with a discussion about how I automate my Pinterest strategy. Now, if your business is not in a place where you're able to afford an automation program, so say you're just getting started or you're not yet generating enough revenue to afford a new program, don't worry. This episode is for you too. I will still be sharing some helpful tips along the way, so keep listening. Now, posting on social media is time consuming and definitely not at the top of my list of my favorite things to do in the world. My inner introvert seriously struggles with trying to decide what to post multiple times a day on multiple platforms. This is where Tailwind for Pinterest has been a huge time saver for me. I can spend a couple of hours on Sunday afternoon and then I'll have the whole week planned out. So my business is, you know, posting to Pinterest at all hours of the night and day, 7 days a week. And all of that work has been done on Sunday afternoon. It's seriously the best thing ever. Now, I know that you may have seen, you know, some posts by other bloggers out there who say that they plan a whole month of pins at one time, that, you know, they'll just do it in one sitting and then they'll be done for the whole month. For one, I don't have the patience to do that much planning in one sitting. And two, I like to add new content on a much more frequent basis. And Pinterest likes to have fresh content too. So you can easily implement whichever schedule works best for you. I just prefer to do it on a weekly basis. So whatever floats your boat, I guess, on that. But full disclosure, I have included affiliate links for Tailwind in the show notes. If you go through the affiliate link, you will receive a free trial for clicking the link, and I will receive a small commission should you choose to purchase at the end of the trial. With that being said, even without the commission, I would shout from the rooftops how much I love this program. It has freed up so much time and extended my reach on the platform that I will continue to use this as long as it's available. So this is something that even without the affiliate option, it would be a tool that I kept in my toolbox no matter what. So let's dive into why I love Tailwind so much. It pretty much comes down to these three tools that make my life so much easier. The first tool is called Tailwind Scheduler. And the scheduler is the tool that I use the most. So each week, I select the products from my shop or shops because I have two shops, one that's a physical product shop and my digital shop. And I decide which products I want to feature from my shop. And I create 10 to 15 new pins in Canva, which is canva.com. And I go to canva.com and I use my templates. Now, these are templates that I've made. But Canva has pre-made templates. All you have to do is type in that you want a Pinterest template, select the one that you want, and fill that in with your photos, change the text to whatever you want it to say, save it, and then you can import that into the scheduler. Now, once I've made my designs, I load those into the scheduler, and this tool, the Tailwind Scheduler, has a button that allows me to optimize the times that the pins post throughout the week. Now, that optimize button is based on the best times for the people that interact with my Pinterest profile. So the optimal times for the people to see them based on when they're interacting with my pens. So this is like, you know, double bonus that they're more likely to see those pens. So I click optimize, then I click schedule, and it's all set until the next week. Done and done. Now, that is actually the part that takes longest, is the creating the pens in Canva, which actually is not part of using Tailwind. It's just preparing the graphics to put them into Tailwind. So the second tool that is amazing is called Tribes. Tribes are like the secret weapon for expanding your reach on the Pinterest platform. So this is a quick rundown of how Tribes work. So you'll search for groups within your market, which are called tribes. If you sell on Etsy, you would look for tribes related to Etsy sellers or handmade sellers. And there's always somebody that runs the tribe. Now, once you're approved to join, you can add your pins to those tribes. And then, you know, depending on the tribe size, there can be hundreds of members or even thousands of members within each group. Then, okay, so you're in the tribe, you've been approved, you're adding your pins, and for each pin that you add to the tribe, you must repin another tribe member's pin. So you add one pin, you repin another tribe member's pin. Now, I'm in a couple of tribes where if you pin one, you've got to repin two. So you just have to pay attention to the rules. But this gets your products in front of new people, and it helps add new material to your scheduler to help keep your content fresh and kind of mix it up for the people that are following your Pinterest account. So when you pin something from a tribe, Tailwind will automatically add it to an open time slot in your scheduler for you. So you're not having to do anything crazy. You just decide which board you want it to go to and click schedule. Done. Easy peasy. Now, the third feature or third tool that I want to discuss is called Smart Loop. This is where automation is taken to like a whole new level of awesome. So smart loops are great because they allow you to create evergreen content on your Pinterest account. So this is a tool that allows you to loop or reschedule your top content on specific boards so that you don't have to spend a lot of time rescheduling it over and over. So you do one pin one time. We want to work smarter, not harder. We create one pin and then you can add it to a smart loop based on whatever the content is. So say you make jewelry and this is a beach themed product. So you can put it in your beach loop and then that beach loop goes to three specific boards and you loop it throughout the year. Or this is a Christmas theme item and so you want to set it to loop over specific times of the year. Or you could do the same thing for Mother's Day items. So this is where you get really specific and are really automated. And you can also get really targeted on your analytics and see the interaction. So once you see that a pin is getting a lot of interaction, you can add it to a smart loop. Or once you see that it's not getting a lot of interaction, you can kind of gauge what needs to be adjusted to it. And really just let the Tailwind program do the work for you. So all of those analytics from Pinterest, like we talked about initially from having a business profile, combined with the smart loop analytics, really lets you hone in on your Pinterest strategy. So it is like over the top automation awesomeness. So as solopreneurs, it's important to spend our time and our money wisely. And a tool like Tailwind will allow you to get your products on a platform with over 240 million monthly users without eating into that already limited time. And I'm always on the hunt for new ways to automate, you know, all those processes that we have in our business. And I hope that you find this program useful too. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.